Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
I guess I'll just open by saying I congratulated our team again today for what was a resilient effort from start to finish. There was a tremendous amount of adversity throughout the game, particularly on offense, and our defense and our special teams did a great job of keeping our football team in the game. They started out by delivering the first punch. We were able to respond with the kick return by Devin and our kickoff return team and put us in position to go down and score and tie the game up. Defensively, let me just hit you on a couple of things that stood out to me when watching the tape. Some of the good and some of the bad. I thought that, number one, we did a great job again with our takeaways. We also had two red zone stops for field goals. We responded in the fourth quarter with the fumble recovery. Obviously, Tim's return for a touchdown neutralized an interception that we had in a goal line situation. Offensively, I was very impressed. We had to stop their difference maker, and we did. I believe Adrian had 26 rushes for 100 yards, but only 3.8 per. I thought our run fits were excellent for most of the game. Everybody went to the football. Our safeties came up and hit the line of scrimmage when they had to. Both Major and Chris made some good stops. We had no pre-snap penalties. We played with very, very good discipline on defense. And amidst all of it, our entire football team, you know, kept its composure. Just hanging with defense for a minute. Our third down, we've got to continue to improve our third down conversion rate. Ponder, we put the game in Ponder's hands, and Ponder did a good job, particularly in breaking contain on a couple of occasions. We've got to get better at that and do a better job at our two-minute end-of-game situations, which we'll continue to concentrate on. But I thought overall the physicality of our defense and the ability, again, to create turnovers put our football team, and holding them to 16 points certainly put our football team in position to win. Offensively, very difficult to overcome the turnovers that we did and still win the game, which is why Devin's return game and our defensive play was so important in this game and just our team's resiliency. But we did convert on 58% of our third downs. We're special situation, very conscious of that each and every week. Our line continued to do a good job of protecting, and I thought Matt and Martellus also were heavily involved in our protection and did a very good job there. We were able to keep our composure, and we didn't have any pre-snap penalties, and this will be big going into next week, the first time on the road into the noise in Pittsburgh, and we were able to complete be efficient throwing the football. We didn't have any drops, which goes, I think, to the focus that we had going into the game, and I thought our play was very physical at the line of scrimmage. I thought we won the line of scrimmage battle, although it was a tough one to win. I said this after the game, a tough one to win. I thought in the end we were able to hold up long enough as a team to win the line of scrimmage. Obviously, we've got to get better as well. You don't have these kind of turnovers and win games most of the time. So our ball security, I'm sure Jay realizes, our guys realize it who are touching the football. We got to take care of the football. We had a couple of big play opportunities that we lost because of a set, not because of structure, because of a set where our line is just continuing to grow together and to communicate just a little bit better. Our younger guys working to try to get coordinated, all five of them, certainly with our tight ends and backs when they're included. I think that's a big part of it. And we got to continue to grow in our passing game to make sure we're lined up right, get our proper releases against different coverages. And we'll go to work at that moving forward. I told the guys when we left today, take another day to appreciate the win. It's so hard to win in the National Football League, and that was a battle of two very, very good teams just gutting it out and being very gritty for four quarters. And again, appreciate the work of our guys to keep their poise under the chaos of the game and to finish the 60 minutes. No, I think that you know, I was trying to just break the game down to what it was going to be, a team that had, you know, was in a sense, I mean, we're all desperate to win every game. And I don't want to say Minnesota was desperate, that wouldn't be fair, but they're coming in here, they had a tough loss in Detroit, and they're trying to find a way to strike first. So you have to anticipate that, you can underestimate that sometimes, and I just thought it was the thing to say at the time that it could have happened anywhere. It could have happened with a Ponder play action pass, you know, because we're our overemphasis on stopping the run. It could happen on the kicking game with some type of aggressive play. It could happen, defensively with some kind of oddball blitz that happens early that we don't prepare for. So that's all. It was just a sign of a team that was trying to find a possession or trying to find something to gain an edge early. And I don't know that was prophetic, but because it was just a kick return. But they did strike first, and it was great to see how our guys responded. I don't think we took a position away from him. I just think we decided that this was going to be his role. I don't think there was ever any kind of friction about making this decision. I can't speak for that. Like I said, I'm just always been a Devin Hester fan, and I'm on the edge of my seat just like everybody else, and wanting to see him do what we've seen him do all in training camp and in practice, explode and just have a crack where he can make something happen. It was, terribly exciting to see that. He's such a team guy. He's such a good person, and he's had such a great career. I credit Joe and Dwayne Stukes for getting the guys to rally around him and putting him in position to have that kind of success, because Devin would tell you it took 10 other guys to allow that to happen as well. Joe refers to it as a no-consequence rule. Once their player touches the football, you have a chance to attack the football, and there's no consequence other than a touchback. So it's basically our ball or nobody's ball. And so, in other words, we had a player in position to pick it up and run with it. It still, in my understanding, would have gone back to the 20-yard line as a free ball. It would not have been sitting there at the 1-yard line. So in or out, we touch the ball. The ball is going back to the 20-yard line. Now, that's the way I understand the rule. I think that in the first 2 weeks, we've seen a unique team resiliency, ability to keep our poise. Ability to just move on to the next play without, what happened on the last play inhibiting us. And what's exciting now is we have to go on the road to do it. We don't have the help of our fans. We don't have the help of Soldier Field. We got to go do it on our own, and this will be the first week we'll have a chance to do that. So we get a chance again, on this 6-month journey to find out what kind of team we have. And the next step is getting ready for Pittsburgh and getting better this week as a team and going to Pittsburgh and winning in the noise and in the chaos of the stadium in Pittsburgh.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.